let's see, in church then, I didn't think I asked you this question. If people study about the church and they're not church members, when they become church members, you say they've done what?
Joined the church.
Uh-huh. And in church you pray to?
Well, you pray to the God or the Lord.
And the preacher may deliver a
sermon.
It may concern the 23rd
Psalms.
And in church, when the organ plays, you say it makes
music.
And if the congregation stands up with their books, you say they're going to
sing.
And if the music is particularly fine, you say, my, this music today was
just fine.
And let's see, we mentioned God. His opposite would be the
devil.
Uh-huh. When you were a boy, or when your children were young, was there any superstition about old vacant houses?
Well, I used to say, talking about them being haunted. You heard that aspect?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we always, I think there was one in every neighborhood I lived in.
An old haunted house.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that.
What did the children call what was in there, or what they thought would be in there?
A ghost.
Uh-huh. If you don't want to do something and someone says, would you like to do this? What would you say to them?
I'd say, no, I don't think so.
And if you're particularly glad to see someone, what
about? Glad to see you.
Did you say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, as a boy?
Yes, sir.
That was...
I almost had to.
Yeah? You didn't have any choice.
No. Especially the people that were older than me.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. and Mrs. when it was older, you know, I uh-huh. couldn't say John or Paul or anything like that. I'd say Mr. So-and-so.
Oh, I couldn't either. Even if the fellow was my next door neighbor. And
yeah, that's all right. You just had to go to Mr.
Yeah. That used to bother me. I finally got so I could call the fellow across the street Howard. Then I knew I was a man.
Yeah.
He was a good fellow. But when my dad let me call him Howard, my eye arrived.
I thought you were all
right. Oh, boy. What would you say to someone early in the morning when you first greet him?
I'd just say, good morning.
Mm-hmm. And if this is an old friend of yours?
How are you?
Uh-huh. And if you're introduced to someone, what do you say?
Pleased to meet you.
And if you want to invite someone to return to your house after a visit, you say?
Come back again.
What did you say on Christmas morning, first thing?
I can't think of it right now.
Christmas gift?
Christmas gift, that's it.
Did that have any special meaning?
Well, we all expected most generally got a Christmas gift of some kind. So it's got to be the first one to say Christmas gift.
First one won, huh?
Yeah.
Did you say anything else the rest of the day?
Well, I don't know. Not that I know of.
Uh-huh. How about the first thing on New Year's Day?
Happy New Year's.
Mm-hmm. If something is too expensive, you might say, "Oh, George, don't buy that."
That's too expensive. That costs too much.
Uh-huh. On the 10th of everything costs too much.
Yes,
now.
That's about right.
Except, of course, education.
Well, that's pretty expensive, but then it's about worth all you get.
Well, I said that simply because that's what I'm doing now.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I think everyone thinks everything is too expensive except what he's doing.
Oh, yes, that's right. The fellow never thinks he's getting enough for what he does.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Now, we mentioned, I was just about to ask you, on the 10th of the month, you say the bills are
payable.
Uh-huh. You call it anything else?
Well, the bills are due.
Uh-huh. And if you belong to an organization, you have to give them money every year, and this is called your
dues.